Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things you can do there, including the blog. And boy, howdy, are you guys using my blog? I'm so excited about that. That really makes me happy to see how much the traffic on our blog has grown. And don't forget now, you can come and get it, of course, but we will send it to you if you like. If you'd like for us to push that out to you, we'll push it out to you every weekday because we update it 5 days a week. So check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget all the other things you can do there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. Deborah Sweeney, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our new friend. She's an attorney. She's director of business and legal affairs for Intuit's website that they call MyCorporation.com. And she's here to talk to us about that very topic, incorporating. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. And I know you guys do a lot of great work on helping people to understand when to incorporate. And another attorney friend of mine says she tells her clients incorporate early and often. What do you think?
That's exactly right. A lot of people don't think about the benefits of incorporating until, you know, they're a larger business. And the truth is that businesses of all size should incorporate.
Well, one of the things that I try to do when I talk to small business owners, Deborah, is to sort of, as you guys say in the legal profession, balance the equities, balance the issues, and be as practical as you can. If you just started your small business at your kitchen table, you don't have any customers yet, you don't have any revenue yet, you don't have any employees, you haven't signed any contracts, I don't recommend that people, even though they know they're committed to this business, they know they're going to do it, and it's just a matter of growing it, I don't recommend they go out at that moment and incorporate. What do you think?
Sometimes they may be a little early in the game, but protecting your personal assets is something that people might consider a reason to incorporate. If you're balancing purely financial, the cost of incorporating versus they're starting a new business, then maybe they would consider waiting. But the reality is that now it's options that are online and less expensive than attorneys. Sometimes incorporating is actually not as expensive as people think it might be.
Right. Well, of course, and there are a lot of different ways that you can become incorporated these days. Let's talk about the different entities that can be formed. If you stand up and say, I have a small business, that then automatically at that moment you're a sole proprietor. If two people stand up and say that, you're a partner. You have a partnership. But then you get to the formal things. Talk to us about the different formal types of business structures.
The most traditional types of business structures are corporations and LLCs. LLCs are really a new type, relatively new type of business entity, and they're a little bit easier to maintain.
And that's limited liability company.
Exactly.
Right.
Limited liability companies are a bit easier to maintain than corporations.
Why is that?
There are no actual requirements for minutes to be documented, and
right,
there really aren't requirements for annual meetings. However, both types of entities have similar benefits, such as protection from your personal assets and saving on taxes. Both business entities have a reduced chance of audit, and of course, both create a professional look and feel, adding credibility and professionalism to your business.
One of the things that what she's talking about, folks, is the idea behind the LLC, the limited liability company, and the corporation, either sub S or C corporation, is to provide you with what's called a veil against liability, a corporate veil, so to speak, which protects your own personal assets from seizure by anybody else who might sue your business. And what you're saying, Deborah, is that with a corporation, if you don't maintain minutes and meetings and all the proper documentation, which is not a nightmare, it just has to be done. If you don't do that, then somebody else could do what's called, what you guys in the legal profession call piercing the corporate veil, meaning that the corporation was, all it was a sham, since nobody's really doing the maintenance.
Exactly. And so people have to undertake certain requirements. And as you suggest, they're not difficult requirements, but they still have to maintain their corporation in order to maintain good standing and avoid the piercing of the corporate veil, as you call it.
So with an LLC, you get basically the same liability protection, but without the maintenance requirements. Would you say that's one of the main differences?
Exactly, and that's the biggest difference in a lot of ways. An LLC is a bit less complicated than a corporation.
Well, and I think it's important to point out at this point, Deborah, that every state has its own corporate regulation and also LLC regulation. Am I correct about that?
That's exactly right. The states have certain things in common, but for the majority, every state has different statutory requirements associated with filing both corporations and LLCs.
And you form your corporations in a state, typically the one where you're domiciled, but an LLC is something, as you say, they've been around, I'm going to say, about 15 or so years. And do all states now have LLCs?
All states do have LLCs now, yes.
Because it took a while to ripple through the country.
That's exactly right. It's been about 15 years, and now all states have them, yes.
Right. So if you've got an LLC or a corporation, then you protected your assets. Here's a question for you, though, Deborah. If I'm the only employee and of my company, and even though I'm entering into contracts, there are still some exposures that a corporation won't protect me from, because if I harm somebody in the course of the business, if I hurt someone, then I'm personally negligent or could be negligent as well as my corporation, right? So that wouldn't really protect anything, right? A corporation?
Right. There are certain instances, like you suggested, where you harm somebody in the course of business or you commit fraud or something along those lines that you can't actually have this corporate veil protect you against. But for the majority of business owners who are conducting business in an upright fashion, the protections will remain in place as long as, for a corporation, you maintain your proper corporate maintenance.
Right.
And as long as you're properly filed.
Give us that website, Deborah.
MyCorporation.com.
We'll get her to tell us a little bit about that when we come back, and we're going to talk some more about when to incorporate or when do you file your LLC and how much does it cost? 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Deborah Sweeney.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop a Jupiter and a you.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend Deborah Sweeney, soon to be old friend, because we'll have her back again. She has more to teach us in the future, and we'll get her back another day. But we still got her with us right now. And Deborah, I know that with MyCorporation.com, you guys provide these kinds of services to small business owners, typically in the marketplace. You correct me if I'm wrong here. For a small business owner to go to an attorney, to their local attorney, and get incorporated or form an LLC, it's going to cost them, depending on where they are and what all they have done, how much extra work they need to have done, how much extra advising they need, it's probably going to cost anywhere from $300 to $1,000. What do you think?
I'd say that's about right, and in Los Angeles, probably quite a bit more than that, but you're absolutely right.
But on the average, across the country, probably something like that. And money well spent, I may say. Now, is there a cheaper way to do it?
There is a cheaper way. My corporation offers an online opportunity that's easy to use and affordable, as low as $149 for the service fee to file a corporation or LLC.
Does that include the corporate documents, the shareholder certificates and the corporate books?
Absolutely does.
Really?
It includes all the state filing fees are additional, but the 149 includes sample minutes and bylaws or an operating agreement if you're utilizing an LLC and sample stock certificates. So a lot is included with that corporate kit.
And so it's sample, but then you have to fill it out and create the content inside of the documents.
We actually do customize minutes and bylaws associated based on the information that our customers provide us through the customer interview.
Right.
But we also give them a version that they can edit and change,
right,
complete their minutes as they need to with the corporation.
Who files with the Secretary of State?
My corporation does the actual filing with the Secretary of State.
So you actually, if somebody's in Arkansas, if you have a customer in Arkansas, you actually go to Arkansas, you actually file the documents for that corporation in Arkansas, and you do that for $149?
Exactly right.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal. The whole point of all this conversation is to get you educated on how and when, my corporation is offering a good deal. That's a good price. If you're not comfortable with doing it online, you want to do something face to face, which anybody would understand. It's don't let whatever extra it's going to cost you get in the way. If you need to incorporate. You need to incorporate. You need to spend the money. And so back to some of the factors of why you would incorporate, Deborah, what I tell people is anytime, if you've got a tiny, brand new startup business, if you haven't entered into any contracts, if you need to spend the $500 on, or the $150 on marketing or on insurance or something like that, Then I say, if you're really tapped for cash, which, as you know, Deborah, most startups are, if you haven't signed any contracts, I tell them not to worry about it yet. If you don't have any employees, I tell them not to worry about it yet. But once you get into that, and this is the problem, isn't it, Deborah? People do what I just said, and before they know it, they've hired two employees, they've got 16 contracts, and they forgot to incorporate.
That's exactly right. People get going and they don't realize that their business is growing and they haven't dotted their I's and crossed their T's yet, and then they wish that they were incorporated before they were entering into a lot of the contracts.
Let's talk about the difference between a C corporation and an S corporation. Now, everybody who has a corporation, moment one, is a C corporation, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So when you're formed, you set up as a C corporation, and then the S corporation election, as you've mentioned, is a federal election to be taxed differently.
Mm-hmm. It gives you the same a subchapter S corporation provides you with the same liability protection for your personal assets, which is one of the main reasons to incorporate, so that your business activity doesn't hurt your or cause you to have some kind of exposure on your personal side. Both provide you with the same protection, but with a sub S, any losses or income passed directly through to the shareholders, doesn't it?
That's exactly right.
Any taxable losses or income, but you do have to elect to become a subchapter S, and there are certain requirements for that, aren't there?
That's exactly right, and there also are deadlines, which are coming right around the corner.
Right.
March 15th is the Subchapter S election deadline for corporations that aren't newly formed in the year. So.
Yeah, but if you form during the year, for example, if you formed in July, what have you got, 75 days after you incorporate?
Exactly.
To take the election?
Yep, exactly.
So if you were a C corporation last year, or if you formed any time after the first of the year, then you got to do it. If you formed prior to January 1st, you have to elect to become a subchapter S by March 15th. Is that right?
That's correct.
Deborah, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
I absolutely will. This is wonderful.
Well, I've enjoyed having you here, and you got a lot more to teach us and to talk to us about, and we'll get you back again next time. Give us that website again, please.
It's mycorporation.com.
And that's Intuit's website. Folks, check that out. You can learn a lot there on that website, maybe even do business with these guys. Mycorporation.com. Quick break. Right back with Andrew Sherman. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.